long gone and keep it running on modern equipment. So it's something that we hadn't put that in place, but it was something, it was certainly a plan that we had to keep things live a lot longer than the hardware they were running on was alive. So it's a great place to use open source and some of the great packages that are out there. So there is a danger that Microsoft and other commercial companies can lock down a proprietary format. And you've seen that with a number of the multimedia players. Their formats are not published standards, which means you can't just go out and write software that runs that. There's been a number of tricks to get that to run under Linux, and they're really tricks and not an answer to that problem. But there is a response, which is the open source community has established its own set of standards, like Ogg Vorbis and Ogg, kind of like an answer to the proprietary MP3, and there's video formats that they're developing as well, just so that there is an alternative public open standard that people can use instead of going to a proprietary lockdown, trademarked, protected, format that you can't truly do anything with legally. And so I think we'll be seeing a lot more legal battles in the next 3 to 5 years because, just to deal with some of the problems that these proprietary formats are bringing up. So.